There's another country that's been struggling to name a new government. It's Nepal. This weekend, Nepal's parliament is slated to try to elect a prime minister. It will be the fifth attempt in 7 weeks. The holdup reflects a deep division between the country's traditional political parties and Nepal's former Maoist guerrillas. The Maoists recently fought an insurgency against the government, but they're now part of the political scene. As Reese Ehrlich reports from Kathmandu, there's another issue that they haven't been able to resolve, a military one.
The Royal Nepalese Army is known for its fierce Gurkha fighters. When Nepal was under dictatorship from 2002 to 2005, however, the army also became known for brutal repression of opponents. Among them were Maoist rebels who fought the army to a standstill. 4 years ago, the warring factions signed a peace accord. That agreement calls for integration of the ex-guerrillas and the security forces. But today, nearly 20,000 ex-combatants remain in so-called temporary camps, awaiting word on how that's going to happen. This Maoist song, called Red Soldiers of Revolution, portrays the guerrillas as heroes. The song reflects the Maoist view that the Nepalese army must be radically restructured. Commander Pasang heads the Maoist People's Liberation Army, whose troops are restricted to the temporary camps.
The ex-guerrillas should enter the army's ranks from the top to the bottom, including officers and enlisted men, and there should be a joint command by army officials and former rebel leaders.
The army would never agree to such a proposal, says Brigadier General Ramindra Chetri. But, he says, former fighters can join the army individually if they meet educational and other standards.
This army is a national defense army. And it has shown its commitment to democracy, and it is dedicated for the service of the people and the country. So there is no point imposing that kind of unnecessary restriction on this army.
But the Maoists insist on some form of group integration. The country's three major parties, including the Maoists, have discussed possible compromises. In one scenario, most of the guerrillas would go home, while some join the army, police, and other security forces. Prashant Jha is a newspaper columnist and political analyst.
I think what they need is a respectable, honorable deal on integration, where they can get in 5,000, 7,000, 8,000 of their combatants into security organs, not necessarily only the army.
Settlement of the military issue is closely connected to whether the country's fractious parties can elect a prime minister and then write a new constitution by the deadline of May 2011. Magazine editor and political analyst Kanak Dixit says the other political parties distrust the Maoists because they claim to accept democracy while preaching revolution to their cadres.
The Maoists will present themselves to the Western diplomat as an evolving social democratic party, and they will present themselves to the cadre with all the hoary rhetoric to say this is just a tactical move we have made to come above ground. Our plans for a protracted people's war is in place.
Analyst Jha argues that the Maoists are in fact transforming themselves. He says the Maoists won a plurality in legislative elections in 2008 and retain a significant base of support. The Maoist leader was prime minister for 9 months, ending just last year.
The Maoists have gone through tremendous changes in the past few years. This was a party that was waging this underground insurrection till 2006. It has participated in elections. Its chairman has become the prime minister of the country. They are slowly becoming entrenched in the established political culture of the country.
The upcoming election for prime minister will be a big test of Maoist credibility. But regardless of whether a candidate is chosen, Nepal is likely to face political turmoil for some time. For The World, I'm Reese Ehrlich, Kathmandu, Nepal.